It's time for Arts News with Alice Walker. And the Queensland Literary Awards shortlist is out. But not every prize is going to be awarded this year, Alice.
No, that's right. The Queensland Literary Awards are judged by a panel of authors, critics, academics, media and literary professionals. There are 13 categories, sharing in a prize pool of more than $250,000. And one of the terms and conditions is that the judges reserve the right not to award a prize in any category. Sometimes that happens. There was no Emerging Queensland Writer awarded in 2016 or 2009. And this is the first time there's not going to be a David Unipon Award for an unpublished manuscript by an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander writer.
That's disappointing. Why won't it be awarded this year?
Well, according to the website, quote, while each manuscript showed commendable writing effort and storytelling skill, the judges did not feel that any manuscript amongst this year's entries were yet of publication standard. Which you might remember, that sounds a lot like what happened with the Vogel Literary Prize this year. That's another award for an unpublished manuscript that wasn't given out in 2019 because the judges didn't think any entries were up to scratch.
So who is on the Queensland Literary Awards shortlist in the other categories?
There are some familiar names. The top prize is the Queensland Premier's Award for a work of state significance. No surprise that Trent Dalton is on the list for Boy Swallows Universe. He's been everywhere, as we know.
Sure has.
And Miles Franklin winner Melissa Lukashenko for Too Much Lip is up for another award. Chrissy Neen is there for Wintering, which she spoke to you about not long ago at Brisbane Writers Festival. And rounding out the list is Matthew Condon with Night Dragon and Jake Goetz for Meditations with Passing Water. There's a link to the full list with all the categories on our website, and the winners will be announced on November 12th.
There are other awards that haven't been given out in recent times too. I'm thinking of the Nobel Prize.
Yes, the biggest prize of them all. It was scrapped last year because of sexual assault allegations against Jean-Claude Arnault, the husband of one of the Swedish Academy members. Arnault was eventually convicted of rape. At the height of the scandal, the Academy said in that the 2018 Nobel Prize for Literature would be given out this year instead, and that time is almost upon us. So on Thursday night, our time, the winners for both 2018 and 2019 will be announced. So we'll be celebrating two Nobel Prize winners next week.
Two for the price of one. I can't wait to see who they've chosen. Now, Tara June Winch's latest novel is heading overseas. What's happening there?
Yes, The Yield will be published in North America and France. Penguin Random House have sold the world English language rights to Harper Via and the French rights to Acte Sud. You might remember Tara's conversation with Claire Nichols about the use of Wiradjuri language in her novels, beginning with her debut Swallow the Air and supported by the dictionary put together by Stan Grant the Elder and Dr. John Rudder.
I used that dictionary and used maybe three or four words from the Wiradjuri language in Swallow the Air. I wanted to put more, I knew that, but I didn't know, I didn't want to overwhelm the reader, and I knew it was going to be a project for further down the line, but I just didn't think it was going to take 15 years.
Tara June Winch is based in France, so hopefully she'll be able to see her latest novel in her adopted country's language, along with Wiradjuri, of course, in bookstores next year.
That's good news for Tara. Finally, an update on a story we've been following, actually, about a special copy of Lady Chatterley's Lover.
D.H. Lawrence's steamy account of an affair was written in the 1920s, but it was in the 1960s when a complete uncensored version was published in the UK that it became the centre of a landmark obscenity trial, as we've talked about before on the show. During the trial, the judge, Sir Lawrence Byrne, used a copy of the book annotated for him by his wife, who marked all the possibly offending passages for him very conveniently. And the future of this bit of book history has been in doubt because it was sold at auction in 2018 to an overseas buyer.
Oh yeah, I remember this, but the UK didn't want to see it go.
No. So the government stepped in and they put a temporary export ban on the book in the hope that a local buyer in the UK would match the price of more than $100,000 and that the book would stay in the UK. And that's happened.
Yay.
So it's bad news for the original buyer, but it's good news for the University of Bristol, who will be the new owners of this special copy of Lady Chatterley's Lover. And that's partly thanks to a crowdfunding campaign organised by English Pen. It raised more than $36,000 with some high-profile supporters, including writers Neil Gaiman, Amanda Palmer and Stephen Fry. And Penguin Books were on board as well. They're the publishers who ultimately won that obscenity case back in 1960.
So the judge's copy is going to the University of Bristol archives. That's a real coup for them. Alice Walker there with Arts News.